headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number four of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Dustin Hawksmith. He's Greg Pickle. We're back in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We've got more from James Franklin. He's covered a wide array of topics so far. The quarterback competition. What it's going to take to get Sean Clifford and Will Levis ready. He's also talked about the depth of the program, which I thought was really insightful about where they came from in 2014 to where they are now with a full roster of a lot of four and five star talent there. Before we get to the next batch of coach, which includes the offensive line and the wide receivers, are two other big themes. Wanted to let you know, you've heard us talk about this a lot. I think some of us have eaten 409 Tailgate Club barbecue on air before. Now, if you're interested, our friends at 409 Tailgate Club are opening a retail outlet, the Tailgate Corner, at the Emporium in the Nittany Mall. All the great 409 products and other great barbecue products, tailgating games, and plenty more. Also, free barbecue and wine tastings Friday nights before every single home game. That's the Tailgate Corner at the Emporium in the Nittany Mall. Really good double dip if you want to go Friday to the Tailgate Corner, and then you want to go to the GoPSURV.com lot where you can also catch 409 Tailgate Barbecue. It's a really nice addition to your home weekends for Penn State football games. Check it out. The 409 Tailgate guys, the Tailgate Corner at the Emporium in the Nittany Mall. So let's get back to James Franklin here. I know we touched on the offensive line and what he said they were doing to prepare and to learn this offseason, bringing in some other coaches. Let's start right there. This will be the direct quote from James Franklin about what they've done to try to bring in some new voices for him and for Matt Limegrover to teach the offensive line position.
Well, we have pounded that pretty hard. You know, Matt's had a busy offseason. Obviously, you know, Coach Bowen's experience there as well, who's the line coach at the University of Maryland. We've had two NFL O-line coaches come and visit with us and pay a considerable amount of time with us. We'll do that again. We got another guy coming back, just asking a bunch of questions, little details where we can get better and continue to grow. And even if it's just adding one more tool in these guys' tool belts, so Will Fries, you know, give them one more tool that doesn't have to become his primary, but gives them another answer against, you know, different defensive ends. So I'm pleased with it. It's still a work in progress. And I think the other part of that is also how we call the game. You know, I think we got to call the game in a way that helps those guys.
So the moral of the story is there has been some intensive coaching for one of Penn State's coaches, and that coach is Matt Limegrover. He mentioned, as you pointed out earlier, bringing up Tyler Bowens as somebody who's got offensive line coaching experience, who now coaches the tight ends, which are in essence an extension of the offensive line. So having these two, you know, having him share his voice with Matt Limegrover is a bonus. It's a nice to have somebody else on the staff who has that kind of understanding of the offensive line. There's a lot that goes into it. So maybe that's just part of the whole deal here. To coach a center versus a guard is a separate thing technique wise. To coach a tackle on the right side is different from coaching a tackle on the left side. So there's a lot of different nuance that goes into coaching the position, because there's multiple positions in one. So it's a lot of responsibility for one coach. Do other programs have assistant offensive line coaches, or is that just an NFL thing?
I think it just depends on how. So, like, for example, Joe Lorig's a special teams coordinator and the assistant linebackers coach. I think it just depends on how you want to structure your staff. But I mean, I think in a perfect world, you would have a GA someone who has experience in that role, or like Tyler Bowen. You know, a lot of the tight ends and the offensive line can work in tandem on a lot of drills, because obviously the tight ends need to block too. So I think there's some good news there, considering the fact that he was Maryland's offensive line coach. He does have experience at the position. So those two are putting their head together to try and get these guys to find that inner mean streak that James Franklin talks about a lot, but that doesn't maybe always show up on Saturday or Friday in the case of last year's Illinois game or this year's Maryland game. But I think that's really, you can drill home technique and fundamentals and all this stuff over and over and over again, repeatedly, endlessly on loop. But if the guys don't go out there and really want to put the guy or guys across from them in the dirt, then you're going to run into some problems. So I think that's the biggest thing, is how do you get that out of all five guys for an entire game and make sure they're playing with the cohesion and other things as well, the little details that you don't think about much that need to be taken care of to have a successful offensive line.
Mean but in control. It's an interesting balance that these guys have to handle. And I think we talked about CJ Thorpe in that role, keeping that, you know, that agitator personality he's got, and making it an asset and not a liability, not picking up flags and things like that for that. But James Franklin said that it's still a work in progress, and maybe to some extent coaching the offensive line is always a work in progress, right? Like you're always going to be replacing guys. It's very, very rare to have all five of your starters back on the offensive line. And James Franklin doesn't have that luxury now. Certainly we'd be having a different conversation about this group, I think, if, say, Ryan Bates and Connor McGovern had come back this year. So now you look at the issues that they have, and there's new faces, and it's always, even with five starters back, there's new dynamics and new communication, and with a new quarterback trying to relay protections, there's a lot to take in. Looking at the personnel directly, though, you know, we mentioned some of these issues that Penn State is working through. We'll defer here to James Franklin about who's where and what they're trying to do to get ready for the season.
Yeah, I think obviously going against the defensive line, and specifically the defensive ends that we have, I think it's nothing but a positive. You know, Rashid's doing some really nice things. Obviously, Will Fries is doing some really good things. Dez has had a great offseason. You know, that's been a real positive for us in Dez Holmes. And then obviously Caden Wallace, you know, a young kid that we think very highly of, that's doing some good things too. So, you know, at guard, I think you're going to see a rotation. I think you're going to see all three of those guys play a lot in Gonzalez and Miranda Thorpe. Thank you very much. How do I forget CJ? I think you're going to see all three of those guys play a lot. And then we also got to make sure Miranda has the ability to play center for us as well. That's the one of the challenges right now, is he needs reps at center, but it's hard to do that while he's competing for the guard job too. So yeah, that's the fine line of kind of getting all those reps balanced out.
So first and foremost, talking about Mike Miranda, and the thoughts that I have as James Franklin is talking about him getting reps at center too, is that his versatility might be hurting him in terms of winning a starting job. He's his value of being able to play center and be able to back up Michael Mennett. They've got to make time and room for that. And, you know, it's a delicate balance for the coaches and then for Miranda as well to lend his services at multiple positions while still trying to do the thing that's going to benefit him the most, which is win the right guard job.
Yeah, well, the thing, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, but I was really taken aback by that Mike Miranda quote, just because, and I agree that you have to get him ready to play center, because I think he's your backup center and the guy that can replace Michael Mennett when he graduates. But at the same time, how do you do that and get him reps? Because you got to get him some reps with the first team and Sean Clifford and Will Levis. And how do you do that while also giving him those same reps at right guard that he needs to compete for that job? So, you know, James Franklin talks a lot about versatility and guys being able to do multiple things, and it could lead to Mike Miranda getting on the field sooner rather than later, but it also might hinder his chances to win that guard battle, just because CJ Thorpe is getting so many of those reps while Miranda's bouncing around and working in some different spots to make sure that Penn State's good to go should Michael Mennett need to come out for a game or a series or whatever. So it's a tough spot for him to be in. I think it'll ultimately work in his favor when all is said and done, and he, you know, moves into that center role next year if he doesn't win the guard job this year. But I think CJ Thorpe probably has a bit of an advantage right now.
Looking forward, you know, Michael Mennett is a redshirt junior this year. He's still got eligibility on the table. Mike Moran is a redshirt sophomore. You could have a situation where if Mennett were to move on, then Miranda might be your center. He might be your center, you know, of the future. Also, Juice Scruggs is coming along at that position. But Steven Gonzalez definitely moving on at left guard. So you could have, you know, it's just interesting to look ahead. You know, I mentioned how rare it is to have all five of your guys back. Penn State could have a situation if Mike, you consider Mike Miranda a co-starter, where they've got 4/5 starters back, and next year there really would be no excuses on the table if the offensive line doesn't take a big step forward. We got one more quote to get to from James Franklin, sticking with the offensive theme, another position that I think is really interesting. The wide receivers with Jared Parker coming in, some high praise for Jared Parker and for the raw talent that they've got on the outside.
Good. We got a lot of talent. We got a lot of depth. We got a lot of speed. There's a lot of confidence. We're playing with a lot of confidence right now. I thought they did a really good job this summer getting with the quarterbacks and throwing enough balls that they could build that chemistry. I think Coach Parker is a seasoned veteran wide receiver coach, played the position, coached the position, been around good programs, been around good coaches. His experience as an interim head coach and all that kind of stuff, you see it, you feel it. So, you know, he's made a great impact. I'm a huge fan of his. Him and Jaywan and Coach Lorig, you know, have done a really good job. They've been great hires and great additions to our program.
So the wide receivers, and we've talked about the hiring process and bringing Jared Parker in, and the situation last year, really an admission there that it just wasn't an ideal scenario for Penn State last year. And you saw that didn't pay off at all at the wide receiver spot, where the same issues were a theme all year long, drops, separation. So it seems like James Franklin is really buying into what Jared Parker is doing. The question is, with the talent, it's a little on the young side, a little on the inexperienced side, I suppose. But with that talent and with the coach that James Franklin believes in Jared Parker, how far can the wide receivers go, especially early in the 2019 season?
Well, so they only have room to go up, right? I mean, based off of Absolutely. Everything that happened last year, obviously some guys have more room to grow. Maybe a Justin Shorter has a bigger reason to take a step forward as opposed to a KJ Hamler. But, you know, these guys obviously have a lot to prove and a lot to show after what happened during last season. So I just think that that when it comes down to, you know, getting on the field again and showing that drops are not going to be what defines this group in 2019, there should be a lot of hungry, eager guys ready to do that and make an impact and make a difference. And I think Jared Parker was just a tremendous hire for Penn State, and we're going to see the fruits of his labor sooner rather than later.
Nowhere to go but up. Good, well put there from Greg Pickle. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can find everything we do on the Keystone Sports app.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.